going out with her?
I don't know.
Look, here he comes now. Let's ask him.
Hey, Murray, is it true Betty's wearing your ring?
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, the man that uttered those immortal words.
Is he really going out with her? And, hey, Murray, is it true Betty's wearing your ring?
I have Ron Dante on the phone. Are those words really immortal? What would you say, Ron Dante?
I think so. That was my first hit and first exposure to the road. After I was in the Detergents, we went on the road with the Dick Clark Caravan of Stars and toured for a year off Leader of the Laundromat. It was the most fun I had ever had in my life that year. We toured with the Hermits and Little Anthony Imperials and even the Rolling Stones at one point. So it was a great gift to be on that record.
The record was Leader of the Laundromat, and we're not going to play it on this radio show, but if you listen to the radio show on the archive, we're going to have it as a bonus track. This interview is done exclusively for the website called Jersey Girls Sing, JerseyGirlsSing.com, and the interview will be on there forever, so anybody could hear it any day, night, any time of the year. Anytime you want, you can hear it. And we'll have the complete version of Leader of the Laundromat. But, Ron, before you became a detergent, about a year earlier, I guess, or maybe 2 years earlier, you had a song called Don't Stand Up in a Canoe. Could you tell me a little bit about that song?
It was written by the guys who wrote Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. They were trying to recreate their Brian Hyland hit with me. So writers, Paul Vansley Parkers, called me in, and I known them through their nephew, Danny, who was Paul Vance's nephew.
Right.
And I came in, I auditioned, and they liked me, so I ended up being the lead singer on Don't Stand Up in the Canoe. It was officially one of my first singles ever put out.
Now, I believe that you may have done that on the Clay Cole Show. Is that correct? Because I know you did many appearances on Clay Cole's show.
You know, I did it on the Clay Cole Show, and I was so happy to be on his show. It was one of the best shows out of New York for teen music, and Clay was one of the coolest guys. So I got to sing Don't Stand Up in a Canoe on that show, and it was great. They had a real first-class production, too. I was very happy to do it.
This is Ron Dante, and here's some good advice, so please take it. Don't stand up in a canoe.
I took Mary Lou and Sue in a canoe with me, and I also took along Sarah Lee. As I paddled from the shore, it wasn't long before they got up to sit real close to me. The front went up, the back went down. I yelled at them, sit down, sit down. Don't stand up in a canoe. That's a silly, goofy thing to do. A canoe is not a rowboat, and it's only safe for two. Sit down, don't stand up in a canoe. When I got them to sit down, I stopped my paddling, took my banjo out and started to play. And then right before my eyes, they all jumped up again, started dancing in a crazy way. The front went up, the back went down. I yelled at them, sit down, sit down. Don't stand up in a canoe. That's a silly, kooky thing to do. A canoe is not a rowboat, and it's only safe for two. Sit down, don't stand up in a canoe. Sit down, don't stand up in a canoe. They got mad and told me I could keep my old canoe. Then they jumped in and they swam away. From the shore, I clearly heard them say,
don't stand up in a canoe.
Sit down, don't stand up in a canoe. Sit down, don't stand. Sit down, don't stand. Canoe.
Don't Stand Up in a Canoe, Ron Dante. Ron, it's a pleasure to have you here. I'm Ronnie Allen. This is the Ron and Ronnie Show now.
Absolutely.
I wanted to mention Clay Cole has a brand new website. It's a fantastic website with dozens and dozens of wonderful pictures. Unbelievable website. Please visit Clay Cole's website, www.claycoleshow.com. That's one word, CLAYCOLESHOW.com. We're going to go to the detergents right now. This was the follow-up to Leader of the Laundromat, a song called 007. Did Paul Vance have something to do with this one as well, Paul and Leepakris?
Yes, they're the same writers, and this was part of our album that we did. And we toured with 007. I got to do it with Soupy Sales at his great Easter show at the New York Paramount, Easter 1965. And it was just a great thing to be able to sing this on stage. We did six shows a day, and it was just great to do 007 and Leader of the Laundromat live, especially with Soupy. He was a great guy.
Okay, we're going to listen to it right now. Ron Dante in the lead. These are the Detergents and 007.
Hey, Tommy, what's the matter? You look down.
Man, I'm most disturbed.
Why?
It's my girl.
What do you mean?
She's involved with another guy.
Another guy?
An international personality.
Wow! My baby went and fell in love with 007. He's the only one she's thinking of. 007.
How she used to dress.
Yeah.
Floppy sweaters, shades, boots.
Uh-huh.
Not anymore.
Not anymore? How's she dressed now?
You really want to know?
Yeah.
Wait till the end of this bar and I'll tell you.
Okay.
My favorite dresses up each night for 007. Wearing dresses that are much too tight for 007. Every night, what does she do? She makes up for an hour. She combs her hair, then she teases it, just so she can go and sit in the first row of the movie, eating popcorn, smelling a perfume, looking at him, making out of bed. Me and my baby eating the popcorn.
That's right, Tommy. She'll get over it.
Hey, but did you see that girl in his last picture?
You mean the pilot?
Yeah,
what was her name?
I don't know.
Okay, that's a 007, and I gotta tell you, Ron, while that record was playing, I was getting very nervous. I'm hearing all of those sounds, and I'm saying, uh-oh, something's going wrong with the controls here. I'm hearing them sirens.
No, there's a lot of sound effects. We use a lot of sound effects in our record.
You know how to scare DJs.
We did. We were the first Weird Al, I think. Weird Al type of group. So making fun of other people and having fun with it.
I'm Ronnie Allen talking to Ron Dante. I guess of all the things that you have done, people have over the years recognized that it was you that did so many of these recordings on which you were actually uncredited. And it is an open secret that you were the lead singer of the Archies. How did that come about?
Well, I was very fortunate. I knew a guy named Don Kirshner, who was the man behind the Monkees, And he decided to do a group based on the Archie comic book people, the characters, Archie, Betty, Veronica, Jughead, and Reggie. And it was a TV show being done, animated TV show done through Filmation, and it was going to be on every Saturday morning. So Don asked me to be the lead singer. So I came in, and I started to become an Archie one day, and it was the best thing that ever happened to me because we did so many great songs.
You were Archie, I believe, on one of the records, Jingle Jangle. Actually, it was Jeff Barry, who was Jughead, right? He was doing the bass, Jughead?
Yes, the writer-producer of the show was Jeff Barry. He did the bass also on a few of the records. I did the lead on all the records,
okay.
Hundreds of songs, hundreds of dances. I was the voice of Archie, so they had to use me on every section.
Are you all the male voices on Bang Shang Lang?
Yes, I'm all the voices on Bang Shang Lang, all the male voices.
Who were the female voices?
The first two seasons, it was mostly Tony Wine, Miss Tony Wine, who was a fabulous background singer and songwriter. And she did the voice of Betty and Veronica, and I did the voice of Archie. She also went on to write Groovy Kind of Love, and she also wrote Candida for Tony Orlando.
This is the very first single by the Archies, Bang Shang Lang?
Yes, the first thing we did, first thing we released, and it went top 10, so we were very lucky with the first single.
I recall just walking down the street, trying to escape the city heat. I saw her from the corner of my eye. Yeah, she looked so good, I thought I'd die. My heart went bang, shang, lang. Bang, shang, lang. Bang, shang, lang. Bang, bang. My heart went bang, shang, lang. Bang, shang, lang. Bang, shang, lang. Bang, bang. Something said I shouldn't waste no time. If I'm ever gonna make a mind.
Shang-a-lang, and that was a big record by the Archies, and I have the lead Archie right here, and he is Ron Dante. You must have had a lot of fun at that recording session.
It was a great recording session, and the first release party we had a release party for the album, and that single in particular was at Madison Square Garden, where they put together a basketball team of singers, me, and some DJs, and we played against the Harlem Globetrotters. And it was one wonderful night. Of course, we were creamed, but it was a lot of fun to be on the same court that the Knicks played on. It was so cool.
I'll bet it was a great time that you had, even though you got creamed. Cream and sugar. Creamed and sugar. I like the way we kind of worked into the next
nice
song.
Nice segue.
Sugar, sugar. Was there anything special about this song? Did you record this and say, this is going to be a number one hit?
Well, you know, the night we recorded it, I remember walking in the studio and noticed that the producer, Jeff Barry, was working extra hard on the music track. He didn't particularly like the guitar sound. So he asked his co-writer and my good friend Andy Kim to play the acoustic guitar on it. But Andy did not have a pick. So he played his acoustic guitar with a matchbook. And the sound on Sugar Sugar is acoustic guitar being played with a matchbook. And, of course, Jeff and Andy wrote a great hit in Sugar. That night I worked extra special on the vocal. It was not just a couple of minutes. We took a good hour and a half, 2 hours, to get the right vocal sound for Sugar Sugar. And when I left there, I know Jeff was thrilled about what had come out that night. And I had a feeling it was going to do something. And sure enough, a few months later, it was the number one record of the year and number one record internationally. It was unbelievable.
We should also point out that one of the hand clappers on this record was Ray Stevens.
That's right. Ray Stevens was visiting our friend Tony Wine, and we invited him to play tambourine and hand clap.
There's only really two voices on this record. It's you and Tony.
That's it, yeah.
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me wanting.
Arguably the number one bubblegum song of all time.
I think so. You know, it's going to be in the new Jerry Seinfeld movie. It's called B-Movie. It's an animated movie. It comes out in November. And there's a sequence in there where Sugar Sugar will be played. It has a life of its own, that record. I'm so proud of it.
You were number one on the chart with Sugar Sugar. You were also in the top 10, while that one was number one, as the only singer in a group called the Cufflinks.
That is correct. The Cufflinks were my other ghost group at that moment, and both of them were in the top 10 at the same time. And in fact, I was getting played on the radio back-to-back, and people were saying, now the Archies, now the Cufflinks, now the Archies, now the Cufflinks. I was very pleased to have both records be a big hit all around the country. The Cufflinks were done by the same guys who did Leader of the Laundromat, Paul Van Fleet Parkers.
And Don't Stand Up in the Canoe.
And Don't Stand Up in a Canoe. They wrote this song called Tracy and asked me to do all the voices, so I did about 16 to 20 background voices and lead to make it sound like a group.
Tracy, when I'm with you, something you do bounces me off the ceiling. Tracy, day after day, when you're this way, I get a love and feeling. Come with me, don't say no. Hold me close, Tracy, never let go.
Those are the cufflinks, consisting of Ron Dante and 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 Ron Dante. All of them singing equally well. It's just an amazing amount of talent there. $10 million worth of talent, at least.
Well, thank you.
Interesting thing. I bet you most people who heard Sugar Sugar and heard Tracy, they were both in the top 10 at the same time, with Sugar Sugar being number one. Most people didn't even know it was the same singer doing the lead voice or the voices on those records. You used different voices.
Yeah, I actually did use different voices. The Tracy song and the Tracy voice is closer to my original sound, what I really sound like in person and what I like to sing like. The Archies were beautiful sound, but I kind of made up a sound for Sugar Sugar that would be original and different, and I also knew we'd be doing it for an animated TV show, so I wanted it to be fun to listen to and everything. But it was always a pleasure to hear both songs back to back.
Was it ever frustrating to you knowing that you were on these hit records and you were anonymous?
You know, it was okay with me. The industry knew who I was, and I wanted my peer group to like me and respect me, and they did. And I was also a big commercial singer at the time, so it only enhanced my career as a commercial singer, a jingle singer. And it was very lucrative years. For about a decade, I was the top jingle singer in New York City. It worked out very well for me. I didn't have to travel all over the country and knock myself out in many ways.
Right now, Ron, I got a little surprise for you and also for your fans. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about this.
I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper, we're a pepper. Wouldn't you like to be a pepper, to be a pepper? Drink Dr. Pepper, yeah, be a pepper, drink Dr. Pepper.
That was a little bit of a Dr. Pepper commercial. And you were doing the lead on that, right?
That's right. I was the voice of I'm a Pepper, he's a Pepper, and the Dr. Pepper campaign. I did thousands of commercials, among them some of these great ones. That one you just played. They're part of the American landscape, those commercials, and I was very happy to be one of the guys to lead sing them and come into people's homes.
I bet you were very happy walking to the bank.
Well, it was, residuals really helped, paid the bills.
Wait a minute, I got somebody on the phone. I have a mystery lady who just called in. Mystery lady, just say hi.
Hi.
Could that be Laura?
It
is that you, Laura?
It's Laura in the sky with diamonds.
That's me.
Oh.
Hi, Ron and Ronnie.
It's the Do-Ron Rons tonight.
There you go.
Well, it's the Do-Ron Ronnie.
Yeah.
Actually, Laura, you have a connection with.
I've known Ron for a few years now, been a fan of his since the beginning, since the Archies days, since 1970 when he came out with his solo album. I have a fan site called Laura's Ron Dante Fan Page, which I put up a few years ago in tribute to Ron's many talents.
What is the address, the web address for that?
Well, the URL is kind of long. It's about a mile long, but it is accessible from Ron's own website, which is rondante.com, or you can find it any search engine. Just do a search for Ron Dante, and it'll show up there. It's Laura's Ron Dante fan page.
Okay, so visit rondante.com. That's rondante.com, and look for Laura's fan page, and you'll be right there. Laura, thanks for calling in. Ron, you're pretty good. You recognized her immediately.
Immediately. She is the best thing that ever happened to me. She's done a great job on my website. My MySpace website is the most beautiful and the most fun site on the planet. I'm so happy she's done it for me.
Oh,
thank you, Laura.
That's nice of you to say.
Thank you, Laura, for calling in. And it's your bedtime, right?
Yeah, just about.
Good night, Laura.
Good night, Ron.
Okay.
Good night, Ronnie, and thanks for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. We should also mention that in addition to doing all this from 1973 to 1981, you were the record producer for Barry Manilow.
Yes, I'm very proud of that association. we multi-track our voices and do background. So I'm singing on Mandy. I sing on almost every one of Barry's hits. I produced all his hits from 73 to 81, and it encompasses Copacabana, I Write the Songs, Can't Smile Without You, of course, Mandy, It Looks Like We Made It. I'm very proud of that work and that body of work.
Thank you so much, Ron. We're going to close with a song called I Go to Rio. Any quick thoughts about this particular one?
It's just one of my cuts from my Saturday Night Blast album, and it's available on iTunes and Amazon, and it's a Peter Allen song. This version is real danceable, and I hope people enjoy it.
Thanks for listening to the show. And now a couple of bonus tracks by Ron Dante. Leading off with the one that we played a portion of at the beginning of the show, I'm going to play it in its entirety right now. This is Leader of the Laundromat by the Detergents.
Is he really going out with her?
I don't know. Look, here he comes now. Let's ask him.
Hey, Murray, is it true Betty's wearing your ring?
Mm-hmm. Who's that banging on the piano?
I don't know.
You going out with her tonight?
You bet your firm.
By the way, where'd you meet her?
I met her one day at the laundromat.
She turned around and smiled at me. You get the picture?
Yes, me see. And that's when I fell in love with the leader of the laundromat. My folks were always putting her
got there, I told her it was all over between us. I'll never forget the hurt and the funny look in her eyes. She grabbed my laundry and ran into the street, directly into the path of a runaway garbage truck. I yelled, "Watch out! Watch out! Watch out! Watch out!"
Dang it. I felt so messy standing there.
Messy standing there.
My daddy's shorts were everywhere.
Daddy's shorts were everywhere.
Tenderly I kissed her goodbye. Picked up my clothes, they were finally dry. But I won't forget your love, oh leader of the laundromat.
We're going to close with one more by Ron Dante. It's the Archies once again. This is called Jingle Jangle.
Showing, oh my nose would be growing. You know that it gets longer when I lie.